This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A new forecast from Realtor.com predicts Colorado Springs will see housing costs rise significantly in 2022. The Springs comes in at number 14 in Realtor.com's list based on a percent increase in price and sales. Metro Denver made the list too, down at number 48. Dangerous fire conditions continue Wednesday for southern Colorado. The forecast includes high winds and low humidity. A red flag warning from the National Weather Service is in effect through 5 p.m. Health experts encourage people to get tested if you're experiencing cold-like symptoms. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more on how to be cautious with the holidays coming.
Cough, sore throat, headache, runny nose. The early symptoms of a cold, the flu, or COVID-19 are similar. So similar that you're not likely to know what it is just from the symptoms, says Dr. Michelle Barron, who heads infectious disease control at UC Health.
I would still recommend getting testing. And the good news is that there is now a test available that can test you for COVID, for flu, and for some of the other common viruses.
And the test only requires one swab. Testing is available at local pharmacies, state-run sites, and you can get tests sent to your door. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Officers with the Aurora Police Department are set to get $8,000 retention bonuses on top of $2,000 bonuses for every city employee. The funds come from federal pandemic relief. Nothing in the measure prevents officers from leaving the department after collecting their money. About 180 officers have left the Aurora Police over the last 2 years, but most of those positions are now filled. The department has been under investigation by multiple agencies for its pattern of violent arrests. This is CPR News and KRCC.